G'day to all ACB Radio listeners. Today I'm going to talk about a great email client called Calypso. This program is really speech friendly, and a few of us, or a lot of us, have actually written to the developers and they've made the program more usable by the blind and visually impaired. And I think a developer who goes out of their way to make a program more usable deserves people to actually buy the program, and it is a really good program, as you'll hear in a moment. The program costs $24.95 US, and I think it's well worth the $24.95 US. It's cheaper than other programs. There are free ones out there like Outlook Express, things like that. But for $24.95, you can't go wrong with this program as far as I'm concerned. When you download the demo from the website, which I'll give out at the end of this review, you get a 30-day trial. So you can try it out for 30 days, then the program will revert back to Calypso Lite. And there are a fair few things that are disabled in the Lite version. And I don't know what they are, to be honest. I really didn't wait that long to find out. I tried the program for a week, and I rushed in and bought it quickly. So that's how good the program is. We'll run the program and we'll explain a few things about it for you and talk you through some of the cool features the program has. So here we go. Run it now.
PNC Mail, Calypso, details, button, preview, receive mail opened.
The first thing that you get when you run the program, well actually, when you first install the program, what you will get, it'll come up with a wizard. And it'll guide you through the creation of your account. We won't go through that now because it's a little involved and there are a few options and we don't have the time to actually go through all the options. But on most options in Calypso you can press F1 for context sensitive help and it'll explain to you what the option does and that sort of thing, which is very, very good. When you run Calypso from its program icon on the in the program group, you get two buttons. The first button is to create a new account or new mailbox, and the second option is to open an existing mailbox. What I would recommend to people, when they first install Calypso, I would recommend people go through the wizard, and you'll see a properties option near the end of the wizard. If you go into there and tab across to an option that says create icon for this mailbox on desktop, put a tick in that box and go and click OK. And that'll actually make an icon on the desktop, whatever you decide to call the mailbox. And you can just go to the desktop and run that icon, or you can even attach a hotkey to that particular icon to run the mailbox. Let's explain the interface. With the interface, you get the following elements. You get the tree view, which contains all your folders, similar to Outlook Express. If you tab over once,
tab, list view, zero items.
There's nothing in this received mail folder. That's where all your incoming mail goes, to the received mail folder, similar to inbox in other programs.
Tab, edit.
Edit is the preview pane.
Tab, preview, receive mail.
Then you get
open.
Back to your folder list. I've got some sample messages sitting here in the PC audio file. So we'll arrow down to it, or we'll just hit letter P actually.
PC audio 59.
Okay, 59 messages in that folder. When you make subfolders and make filters, you can have all your mail filtered out to other folders, and you can have different sounds assigned to different filters as well, which is really cool, so you know that you've got mail in certain boxes. And when you up and down through the folders list, you actually get a number at the end, like it'll say PC Audio 59, which means there's 59 messages there that you haven't looked at. And that is really nice. Outlook Express does this as well, but it is nice having that feature there. So we'll just tab into the list of messages.
Tab, list, and Wilson, questions about Gold Wave.
Okay, so we'll just press enter on that message, and it'll take you into the body of the message.
Enter, questions about Gold Wave, edit.
Okay, so you get like the edit box, and you can either use your read to end of document hotkey, and it'll read that to you.
Hello, list. I am experimenting with Gold Wave to create some radio production material. The program is user-friendly for the most part, but I do have several questions. I have had some difficulty getting this program to.
Okay, I just pressed Control to stop it from speaking. So, yeah, if you've read the message, are you happy with it? You get a whole stack of options. We'll show those to you. You get different options when you're in an actual message. Now, in the pull-downs here, when you're in a message, you get the following.
Menu bar, file.
File.
Edit.
Edit.
Options.
Options.
Window.
Window.
Help.
And help. So, under options.
Options.
You get the following.
Menu active. Attachment. Submenu.
Attachment.
View header. Alt V.
View header.
Delete message.
Delete.
Discard message. Mark to delete from mail server grade. Line send grade. Keep a copy grade. Address book submenu. Receipt type submenu. Insert signature submenu. Insert template bodies. Insert file. Character encodings. Attachment submenu.
Okay, that's all you get there. If you go to
edit.
File.
File.
You get
menu active. Save grade. Save as. Send grade. Reply. Alt R. Forward. Alt D. Redirect. Alt T. Reply to all. Alt L. Move to folder. Control T. Print. Control T.
There you go.
Leaving menu.
So you get the idea.
Wilson.
There are a fair few options here. Now I'm just going to show you quickly how to move a message. Just so I want to move this particular message to another folder.
And Wilson, questions about Gold.
I press Control T for Tango, and it'll bring up my folders list again.
Control T, folder browser dialog, 313 view, PC audio.
Okay, now I want to move this to my lists folder. So I press the letter L.
L, lists.
And then hit enter.
Enter, list view.
And it's been moved. So that's really, really good. Easy to move messages. And that's another thing I like about this program. In the earlier versions before we got onto the developer, you had to drag and drop the message from one folder to another. Very, very time consuming and tedious. Now you can just do what I just did, and it'll move it. I'll just go and delete that message from the folder.
Preview.
So we go back to the tree view, hit L for lists.
L, list 10.
And then we hit the tab.
Tab, list.
And it should be at the top.
Home, Wilson, question.
There it is, so just hit delete.
Locker gnome text.
Okay, so that's very cool.
Tab, R,
go back to my
tab, list inbox. View, 0 items.
Okay. Another thing I want to explain to people is some of these different options. There are a couple that I recommend for people to turn off, when they first install Calypso. The first option I'd recommend is if you go to the mailbox menu by hitting Alt.
Menu bar, mailbox.
And go down to properties.
Properties.
And
dot.
Then press enter.
Enter. Leaving
Now you want to go through all these tabs, because there may be other options you want to customize for your own personal preferences. So we'll go to the compose tab now.
Shift tab. Mailbox. Was never. Address. Unlike. Carriage. Advanced. Compose tab.
Okay, now I'm just going to highlight a couple of options here which I think that you should disable. Now, first option.
Shift tab. Auto complete addresses checkbox not checked.
I don't recommend having that box turned on. Auto complete addresses. You can if you want, but it gets in the way sometimes when you're trying to type in an address, and it really annoys me. So I would recommend people turning that one off, unless you really want the feature, of course. Personal preference.
Tab. Always radio button checked. 1 of 3.
Okay, we'll go to the next option.
Tab. Reply prefix. Tab. Forward prefix. Tab. OK button.
Okay, I've got to find this HTML option.
Shift tab. Exit compose. Shift tab. Exit compose. Shift tab. Always view signature when in compose. Shift tab. Compose with rich text HTML checkbox not checked.
And that's the one you want to turn off. Compose with rich text HTML. Don't have this option on. It'll be on by default. You want to turn it off, and then all your messages will be plain text messages, which is what you want for most lists. Okay, they're the most important options there. There are other ones that I do recommend, but not in this particular tab. There are other options, but if you want to just have a look through all the options there, there are plenty of options in this program to look through. And the majority of the options will speak quite nicely with speech. And F1 on any option will give you context-sensitive help. Now, that particular property option is for your mailbox and your compose and things like that. So you just hit escape to get out of it. Okay. There are other options to do with your mailbox and your account. Now, that's found under the accounts option, which is in the mailbox menu.
Properties, Account submenu.
Go into there.
Enter add dot dot.
And you go to
property submenu. Enter PNC.
And PNC. That's my name of my mailbox.
Enter leaving menu.
And you get your account tab.
Shift tab account.
Some of the options in here are
tab account name. Edit PNC mail.
That's the name of my account.
Tab email address. Edit Scott. Tab your real name. Edit Scott Rutkowski.
You get the general idea.
Tab reply to address. Edit Scott PNC. Tab OK button.
And there you go. Filters are quite easy to set up. I would recommend reading the help file on that, but it's very self-explanatory, basically. The way it works, I'll just give you a quick overview.
Tab, cancel,
just
tab,
go over to filters.
Tab, filter tab.
Okay, now the way this works is you get...
tab, receive mail folder, dot, dot,
that's the receive mail folder.
Tab, filter definition combo box. Tab, filter definition apply selected filter. Tab, filter definition modify.
Now we're going to modify.
Enter.
You can have, they're called filter definitions. Now with that, basically you have one definition, and you can have as many filters as you like. So one definition per mailbox, basically. When you go to modify.
Tab, filter rules list, two list view.
Here you go, here's all my filter rules. Now, we'll just pick one here, for example. We'll pick the PC audio one, for
one,
example.
2, incoming, list,
I've got to find
three,
it out.
Incoming, whispy, 4, incoming, flip, Elsa, 5, incoming, babas,
okay, it's this one here.
Home, 1, incoming, PC,
there we go.
Tab, filter rules, add button, tab, filter rules, delete button,
go
tab, filter rules, modify button.
Modify.
Enter.
Okay, this is how easy it is to set up a filter.
Shift, tab, help button.
The first box you get is the name of the, say, I'm filtering messages that come in for the PC audio list. They're going to be moved to the PC audio folder, and the first box that you get is the name of the say the recipient. For in this case it's PC audio.
Tab edit combo PC audio edits com.
Okay, so if you tab along,
tab what pattern to search for combo box only.
Okay, only is just fine.
Tab what pattern to search for match case checkbox not checked.
Most of these options are set fine, but there are a couple you need to change.
Tab filter mode incoming mail radio button checked.
Incoming
one
mail is what I want. Yep, that's fine.
Tab what objects to search subject checkbox not checked.
I don't want to search the subject line of the message, so that's fine.
Tab what objects to search from checkbox not checked.
From? No, I'm not interested in from either.
Tab what objects to search to checkbox checked.
2. Now, that's why that first box had pc-audio@egroups.com. So, anything that comes to that particular address will be sent to the PC audio folder. The only other option I ticked in here was message header.
Tab, what objects to search reply to tab, what objects to search copy check, tab, what objects to search priority check, tab, what objects to search message header checkbox check.
So, the only two you really need here are the two and message header. Now the next option, if you go along,
tab what objects to search, tab what actions to take, move to folder, checkbox check,
move to folder. Now I won't go through the rest of this because it's a little bit involved, not too bad. You tab and you get a button. When you press the button,
tab what actions to take, edit PC audio.
Okay, that's the name of the folder, but what you need to do,
tab what actions to take, settings dot dot button,
settings button. When you press the spacebar or enter on that button, you get an option to create a new folder, and you can make a new folder, and then when you've done that and click on all the OKs, you then tab all the way over to OK, press enter on that, and then you tab across to save. And when you press save, then tab to OK, that's the filter setup. Very, very cool, works quite well, and I would recommend people experiment with that. It can work. Not too bad at all. I actually found it easier than Eudora myself, but others would disagree. So far, I've been using the program for nearly 2 years, or a bit over a year, I'm not sure, I can't remember exactly, but it's a fair while, and I've put a hell of a lot of people onto this program, and they've all been really impressed with it. I've heard some who haven't been, but that's just their choice, basically. I'll give the program 10 out of 10, because most of the functions do work. There are functions that I haven't used here, like the spell checker and things like that, which are in the program. And it is very, very great. Good program.
Title equals
PN. Just get out of the program.
Untitled.
There we go. Back to Cool Edit. Okay. I'm going to give out some details now on where you can get this shareware version to try. You can get it from the download.com site, as per usual. And I'd recommend also from tucows.com, TUCOWS.com. You can also go to the developer's website, and the address for that is www.m for Mike, C for Charlie, S for Sam, then the word Dallas, DALLAS.com. So that address again was www.mcsdallas.com, all one word. They're the people who make the program. And I'd recommend that people go and have a look at their site. Not too bad, and it works quite well. The program is $24.95, and you get a 30-day trial, so you can try it for 30 days, and then you'll revert back to Calypso Lite. If anybody wants to ask any questions about the program, they can write to the email address that I've been giving out every week, scott@acbradio.org, and I'll do my best to help you out there. This is Scott Rutkowski for Main Menu on ACB Radio.